Good morning, this is Vibe Breakfast, Miles and Al here.
Morning.
It's 2 minutes past seven. Friday.
Oh my goodness, thank goodness it's Friday.
Friday sort of feels like Friday again now, because people are going back to work.
Yeah, I'm less confused about what day it is now.
Feels like proper Friday, heading into the weekend. We're going to have loads of fun today.
Of course, we always do.
Up next, I was in a bit late this morning, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, I did wonder.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
I was late this morning. And I talked about why yesterday as well, because this is ongoing in the house at the moment.
Mm.
We've got cat turf wars going on.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
There's a neighbour cat that's encroaching on the garden and sort of hovering around the outside of the cat flap.
Being intimidating.
Yeah, but our cats are going mad for it.
So how many cats have you got?
Like? Well, okay. So, these aren't my cats, just to preface this.
Okay.
Preface. So I'm at my girlfriend's with her mum at the moment, and they have six.
Six cats?
I know.
I have one, and it's hard work enough.
Yeah, well, I could put on a low-budget version of Cats the Musical.
Which would probably be better than the actual film.
And I'd be tempted if Cats the Musical wasn't god-awful. I hate it. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so this black cat from down the road, bully cat,
yeah,
is trying to get in, and our cat's... And there's all of the... Lots of meowing. Loud, like, warning meows.
Yeah, proper meows.
You see, all of our cats have got different personalities.
Mm.
We've got the elder statesman that used to protect the patch.
Yeah.
Then we've got the young, upcoming leader of the gang now.
The cocky young upstart.
Yeah, we've got sort of like the... You know the really cocky but misplaced cocky one from every film? It's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to punch him. Yeah, this is mine. Yeah. I'll go in. Send me in, boss. Right, we've got that. We've got the girl that winds them up,
mm-hmm,
and we'll hit them and then go, what's me? we've got the timid one, and then we've got the lazy one.
Wow. I mean, that is a fiery combination, isn't it?
We've got every member of the gang.
Mm.
We really do. But it is ongoing turf wars, and it's waking me up every morning.
Oh.
And then there's the dog that just barks and goes down and tries to get out the cat flap but gets stuck, which is funny.
Oh, my word. That's such a stressful environment.
Oh, it's at the moment... It's. I don't know why the black cat keeps coming in.
Yeah, you'd stay away, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you go, today's the day, I'm probably going to get really hurt here.
Yeah.
But you know what, we'll do it anyway. It's obviously a daredevil.
Mm.
5 107.6.
12 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning. Miles and Al here with you through until 9.
Can I just say, Miles, by the way, before we go any further, I obviously sympathise with the cat turf wars, but that is one of the worst excuses for being late I have ever heard.
I was breaking it up.
You were out there.
I was out there chasing the bully cat off.
Whatever you were doing.
I tell you what, that bully cat was not intimidated by me.
I'm not that surprised by that. But anyway, I'll expect you to stay an extra 10 minutes after the show today, if that's okay. Thank you.
No can do, mate. No can do. Have you had a McDonald's yet since they've sort of reopened?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't braved the queue yet.
I have once. People are going mad for it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how people were so, like, obviously craving McDonald's. They were other takeaways were open.
None are quite the same, though, are they? If you've got that specific craving...
Support local businesses.
Well, yeah, there is that.
But one man out in Nottinghamshire, he was so... excited for his McDonald's to open, is the drive-through, that he camped out overnight the night before it was due to open in the driveway.
Overnight, oh my word.
So
this is what people do to see like their favourite rock stars and stuff.
Absolutely. He was going to be front of the queue.
Oh.
The only problem is he would have had to have camped an extra 4 nights for it to open.
Oh, no.
He got there 4 days early.
Oh, my word.
He got his dates mixed up.
I bet he got the first Egg McMuffin, though.
Oh, well, they're not even doing breakfast.
What?
Yeah, so that hasn't happened.
Oh, that's no point.
First chicken nugget. But he didn't. I think he went home. I mean, I think he probably went, you know what? No one was here for the night before. I'll probably come back in a few days.
You would, wouldn't you?
You would. I mean, oh, go for it. Raise some money for charity, maybe, with the great McDonald's camp out. But
that I would sponsor.
Yeah, he was there 4 days early. So, 80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you waited in line for? What have you queued up for obscenely long time?
I think we're going to get some good stuff on this.
I think we will, because people queue up for all sorts.
Yeah.
People are obsessed with things.
Vibe 107.6.
Really enjoyed that from Declan McKenna. This is Vibe Breakfast.
Good, isn't it?
Miles and Al here asking you what you've waited in line for. A man queued up overnight, camped outside a McDonald's, realised he was there 4 days early.
It would have been worthwhile if something wasn't.
80818, start your text with Vibe if you want to get involved with the show. Al, have you ever queued up?
Yes, I've got an example from my own life, which you need to bear with me on this because it's not strictly true, but just go with me.
I'll never, you never start a story with that.
Well, you'll see why in a second. So I have, and this is genuinely true, I have a recurring anxiety dream, which I've had for years, where I queue up for ages to meet somebody, often quite famous, often not that famous. It's a different person each time. I get to the front of the queue, I meet them, I try and get a photo with them, and I can't get my camera to work. And I go, oh, let me try it like this, let me borrow this person's camera. I can't, whatever I do, it won't work. And they're going, I have to leave, I'm sorry, I have to go. And then they leave, and I don't get a photo with them, and then I wake up really sad. And genuinely, that dream has happened probably about 7 or 8 times in the last few years.
So overnight, you just queue for 8 hours?
Yeah, hours and hours. And then I finally get to meet them and I can't get the all-important photo. Last time, it was Michael Caine. But I think the time before that, it was Alan Titchmarsh. So it's really... it's going to be a mixed bag.
It's a different person every time.
Yeah.
But honestly, Pete, we'd like some real examples as well at some point. 80818, start your text with Vibe. I've never really been a queuer. I'll be honest. I did go to McDonald's over the weekend and sat in the like half an hour going through the drive-through, but apart from that, it's just roller coasters, really.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't. The thing is, with the lockdown and everything and everything being closed, I can't wait to get back in a queue for a roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah. Just for that sense of normality and also excitement. And...
Wait, sorry. That sense of normality. So you sound like you're going to a theme park every other Thursday.
No, but it's just especially at this time of year, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. I don't like waiting in line.
As queues go, it's the best one.
Once I went with an ex of mine and her sister, and her sister's friend was diabetic. So obviously we had to keep an eye on her insulin levels all day. But what she did get was 4 fast track passes for us. Best day I've had at a theme park.
That's what you want. No queues for you.
I didn't wait for more than 5 minutes to get on a ride.
And everyone else hates you as well.
Yeah, considering most of them last 30 seconds, I felt like that was a fair trade-off.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
It's still 10 times the amount of time the ride takes. 80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you queued up for?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
24K Golden. So close to including all the vowels in his name.
Nearly there.
Just missed the E in Golden.
It's a good try.
It was a good try. Miles an hour here for you. Friday Vibe Breakfast. We're asking you what you've waited in line for. 80818, start your text with Vibe or call us 01923 888666.
So Jane in Hemel texted, I like this one. She said she waited 2 hours to be the first in line at her new local supermarket when it opened. Now, we know all about this, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Tamsin sent down to Aldi.
We sent Tamsin down to Aldi, but we weren't so bothered about being first in the door.
No.
And we got there, what, an hour before it opened?
Yeah, not even that.
No, barely.
That was the thing, she cut in front of people that had actually been queuing.
But we did get her first out, so first person to purchase something. Of course, she got chewing gum because it's near the... Which was disappointing.
Yeah, it was smart, though, because she was first out, and it was a historic moment.
It's an Aldi. There's a whole mystery aisle. I'm sure there would have been time to go in and get, like, a picnic chair or something. I mean, the Vibe budget doesn't stretch that far.
Yeah, that's true. Could have got something more exciting.
We've had Jason in Boreham Woods, who said he queued for 3 hours for the first original pair of Air Jordans, and he still got them. So that would have been in the, late 80s?
Yeah, wow. That is... I mean, that's a sturdy pair of shoes if he's still got them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're, like, a collector's item now. Yeah. Worth a fair penny.
Oh, they would be now. I bet he's never... Yeah, maybe he's never taken them out of the box.
Oh, no, you'd have to wear them once. Because back then, it would have been, I've got my Jordans on, I'm really cool. And then you would go to a basketball court and assume they're going to make you dunk. That was the advertising. you'd fail miserably. Because, basketball's impressive. Those hoops are so high.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
I, at one point in my life, could reach the bottom of the net. Now, I'd run under it. I might as well not jump.
Exactly. Save a try.
5107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
I may have messed that one up.
No, I just decided to go longer. Let's just put that on. That's better. Should we let Stevie do it?
1 week we'll get it right.
Yeah, so this game's really easy. I exploit Al's lack of knowledge in popular culture. There's lots of so-called famous birthdays going on every day. Today, 5th of June.
Can I just say one thing here?
Mm-hmm.
We just had an off-air meeting about how we were going to sing that, and yeah, I still got it wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I knew what I wanted.
Yep.
You did not.
Apologies.
Story. That's the story of this show.
It is.
Anyway, I tell you, I give you a name and an age. You have to tell me why they're famous.
Easy.
That simple. So,
easy,
today's
people.
Birthdays. Brahit underscore Kevin. His name's got an underscore in it, apparently.
Okay.
Is 16 today.
Now, I think the underscore might be a giveaway. Is he, in fact, a incredibly famous TikTok star?
First one!
Thank you very much.
Well done.
It's going to be a good one today.
It is going to be a good one. Right, Overt Flow is 29.
Overt Flow. Happy birthday, Overt Flow. Now, sounds to me like a sort of lesser-known rapper, so I'm going to go with that.
YouTube. He could rap on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Certainly have an Overt Flow if they did.
Carly Styles is 33.
Carly Styles. Now, 33, I'm going to say... I don't want to sound like I'm judging anyone, but I'm going to say it's probably too old to be a TikTok star. So, I'm going to say YouTube. That's a bit older.
Too right!
Oh!
Well done, you!
But that's what happens when I really try.
All right, I'm going to do two more. Okay. So, Snarky Marky is 18.
Oh, Snarky Marky. What's he like? He's actually a food critic.
No, TikTok.
Ah.
TikTok. Other birthdays, Santan Dave, rapper, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy, Mark Wahlberg, Troy Sivan, who we play often on the show.
Mm.
The last one I want to do today is Ninja, who turns 29.
Sorry, Ninja.
A guy's name is Ninja.
Right, there's no surname there.
No, just Ninja.
Okay. What have we not had? I'm gonna say Instagram star?
No. Apparently, he's a mixer star.
A what?
Yeah, exactly. A mixer star. Now, I wondered if this means he was... he's prevalent on the singles scene, and he heads round to the singles mixers. But, I didn't know what mixer is, but it looks like it's a streaming platform, because he plays Fortnite.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's very good at making cocktails.
Or a DJ.
Yeah.
The last thing I expected was Fortnite.
You're a bit of a mixer star yourself, aren't you?
Well, not really. I just push some buttons. I don't actually, like, mix the tracks together. Oh, no, the illusion's gone.
You could have fooled me.
Happy birthday to who? We'll be back next Friday. I think it's my favourite game.
Yeah, of course it is.
When you get one right, I genuinely get excited for
my
you.
Quiz is better, though, right?
Normally, I hate it when you get things right. Your quiz is good. Yeah. That's After 8. This is New Foxes. Love Not Loving You on Vibe.
Vibe 107.6.
I'd like to talk about space.
That's right.
Now, this is the kind of music I want. This will really beef up my story. Thank you very much.
I feel a bit nervous. I feel like it's very suspenseful.
You should. You wait until I hear what I got to tell you, right? So, you know how space is obviously massive?
Yes.
You know, we don't really know what's out there.
Right, yeah, okay. Great start.
Yeah, it's true, right? It's all, everything I've said is true. As is the fact that tomorrow, there's one thing we know is out there, because it's an asteroid which is taller than the Empire State Building, and tomorrow it's going to pass very, very closely indeed with the Earth's orbit. Now, this... the name of this thing is 163348, which I have to say doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it's not like Phil or something, is it?
let's call it Phil.
So let's just go back to taller than the Empire State Building. Now, I'm imagining something that's really thin, but really high now. not round.
It's even got a pointy end.
Yeah, like a skyscraper.
And it's heading right for us. so this has been... NASA has been tracking this thing since 2002. Apparently, it's bigger than 90% of asteroids. It's travelling at over 11,000 miles an hour. But here's the thing that caught my eye when I read this news story. It wasn't the name of the asteroid, I can say that, but it was the fact it said, scientists do not think it will collide with Earth this weekend.
Okay.
Now, that's not what I want to read at all when I'm reading about an asteroid. I want to read that scientists have checked and they're certain that it's going to pass relatively close, but it's going to whoosh by. However, they don't reckon it's going to hit us, so whatever you've got planned this weekend, go ahead with it.
You see, what could you do either way? Stay indoors, it doesn't really matter. So, do you know where we... If we can see it, can we see it?
It's... Well, here's the thing.
I mean, obviously, if it comes straight towards us, then yes.
It's close to the Earth's orbit in space terms, but apparently they reckon it's going to pass by 3 million miles away.
How far away are stars?
Like... A lot more than 3 million miles
away. So could we see it?
Do you know what? This is a good question.
And what would it look like? Would it be, like, fiery?
Well, I suppose it's not...
Or is it just going to look like a floating rock?
I suppose it's a bit of rock, so you're not going to see it, are you?
Yeah, because it's not going to be, like... Like, you always imagine that there's, like, a fiery thing. There might be a stream behind it where it's moving quickly.
I'll keep an eye out. But that's a very good question. Actually, you've stumped me scientifically there. I was just going to talk about the asteroid, but now you've really exposed that I don't know anything about space.
What your plan was for this was just to panic everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
That we might be hit by an asteroid. No, we're not going to get hit by an asteroid.
No,
I trust
good.
The
it's
scientists.
Fine.
I know they say might, but they're just covering their backs so they can't be sued when, you know, the asteroid hits and we're all dead.
It cuts out into space court.
Yeah, yeah, just in case we all get captured. But no, I think we'll be safe.
I think so.
Hey, you know, you never know. No, we will be safe. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Good. Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
What have you waited in line for? It's because a man waited for McDonald's overnight to open in his drive-thru, but he got there 4 days early.
Oh, my word. Every time you tell that story, I just picture the disappointment on his face.
When it didn't open the next morning.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like banging on the windows.
Where is everyone?
Where are you? Let's be having you.
So I've had two texts, both of which I have to say I would 100% have done the same thing.
Right.
So Steph in Croxley Green, she said she waited nearly 4 hours to meet Justin Timberlake. Whoa. I mean, I'd wait 10 hours to meet Justin Timberlake.
It sounds like he was late.
4 hours is a long time, yeah, right?
No, fair play. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, as pop icons go, you know, I wouldn't wait that long for everyone, but, you know, it's JT, isn't it?
It is JT. I'd rather do it now than 10 years ago as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
Yeah. He just gets better with age. Anyway, we'll move on from Justin Timberlake. James in St. Albans. Now, this, I'll definitely do. Queued for 2 hours for a table at Nando's. Now, what do you think? Is that a reasonable... I'd wait that long for chicken.
No. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Because I'm hungry when I get there.
Then you'll have stopped being hungry by
the
time you get to
the table. You'd have a snack, then get in the queue.
Yeah, you'd need queue snacks, wouldn't you?
And where's this queue? Is he just standing outside? Is he, like, reserved a spot?
Yeah,
like,
sometimes it's super busy and you just gotta wait. I mean, nearly 2 hours. That's
much.
A long time.
That's too much. Surely you'd know it's gonna be that long.
I reckon they must have told him, but he got in the queue anyway.
Sounds like the whole restaurant got there at exactly the same time.
Everyone wants some spicy chicken that day.
Yeah, everybody. Sarah and Garston as well has got on the line. Waited in line overnight with my brother for FIFA. She said it was awful. I've got some bad news for Sarah that's going to annoy her even more. You don't need to. It's in so many shops that you just every time FIFA comes out, I get it on the day it comes out, and guess what? I wander into a supermarket, I go and pick it up off the shelf, and then I walk out.
Maybe this was back in the day though, when it was really like, you know, when it really
still in supermarkets.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah, to burst that bubble. Next time your brother wants a queue overnight, he's probably just trying to spend time with you. Stop having a go at it.
107.6.
On the way, Al, you're prepared.
I'm so ready.
Big Al's big quiz.
It's a favourite bit of the show.
Can you give me a hint?
I'm going to say two letters.
Right.
TJ.
That doesn't help.
Okay.
I have a friend called TJ. I don't think that you know him.
I don't want to give it away. I'm so excited about it.
No, I think that's fair. Yeah. I think that's fair. We've got loads of music to play as well. We've got Little Mix with Breakup Song on the way, Florence and the Machine. Plus, I want to talk about fruit and veg.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. God, exciting content.
I love both of those things.
But where you should store your fruit and veg.
Ooh.
Following on from chocolate the other week.
Oh, not this again.
Shouldn't be in the fridge. Fruit and veg might be different. I'll just tell you later.
Okay. Fine.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Time for Big Al's big quiz. Oh, yes. I think I'm getting the TJ bit now.
You'll see what the inspiration is. Okay, good. So, here's this week's big quiz. Now then, Sir Tom Jones, he of the swinging hips and the very loud voice, is turning 80 years young this weekend.
Right, on brand.
Absolutely. This man is one of my absolute musical icons and my karaoke singer of choice. So, he's been the inspiration for this week's quiz, which has got a special name, so I've got to do this properly, so just give me a second here.
It's a Tom quiz. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a Jones quiz.
So it's a quiz about people called Tom and people called Jones. Basically general knowledge just around those two specific things. So I reckon you'll be fine.
I really enjoyed that.
Good, thank you very much.
All right, let's get cracking.
So, five questions about Toms and Joneses. You can play along at home. As always, there's 5 points up for grabs. All you need is your brain. So let's get going. Number one, which Tom has received Oscar nominations for Born on the 4th of July, Magnolia, and Jerry Maguire?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Correct.
Bingo.
Very good indeed. Number two, David Jones was a legendary musician who died in 2016 and was better known by what name?
David Jones. Prince?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's incorrect. It was David Bowie.
Of course it was.
Damn. Okay, number three, Thomas the Tank Engine was a TV show famously narrated by which member of the Beatles?
Peace and love. Peace and love. It's me. It's Ringo Starr.
I'm going to give you an extra half a point for the impression of Ringo Starr there, actually. Very good indeed, that was. I enjoyed that. Okay, number four. Tom Daley became the second youngest what in 2008?
Olympic medalist?
It was British Olympian, but I'm going to give you that.
No, I can't have that.
All right, fine, I won't give you that. I'm being too generous there. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you are doing very well this season, really, at that point. Finally, number five, Tommy. Now, there's a Tom and a Jones in this, which I quite enjoy. Tommy Lee Jones, starred opposite Will Smith in how many Men in Black movies?
Oh, how many Men in Black movies are there? That's the problem. Three.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. Nice work. That's 3.5 out of 5 today. Good work. Would you like to hear the name of the quiz again?
Yeah, I would. I want to try and join in.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's a Tom quiz. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a Jones quiz. There you go. Happy birthday, Sir Tom Jones.
It's the highlight of my Friday. Jack Garrett with time.
Vibe 107.6.
A couple of weeks ago, Al, we almost had a full-on fist fight about where you keep chocolate.
It was very nearly fisticuffs, wasn't it?
It was. So the debate was, do you keep your chocolate in the fridge or cupboard? I said cupboard should never be in the house long enough to go in the fridge. Eat it. It's chocolate. Come on. It's lovely. You keep it in the fridge. Cadbury's Australia agreed with me.
Yeah, well, I said fridge with, you know, with some reservations.
Don't backtrack now. You can't do that.
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, you said fridge, you stuck to fridge.
Yeah, well, mine doesn't melt, so.
Right, now I want to talk. Yeah, mine doesn't melt, I've eaten it. Melts in my belly. Now, I want to talk about fruit and vegetables.
Great.
So a chef has come out and said where we should be keeping different fruits and vegetables.
Okay, this is interesting because I have some feelings about this.
So there's some obvious ones. Berries should be, like strawberries, raspberries, should be kept in the fridge.
Yeah.
He said oranges shouldn't be kept in the fridge.
No, that sounds about right.
Yeah, root vegetables should be taken out of their packaging, things like carrots,
yeah,
and kept in a cool place but not the fridge, like a dark place.
Interesting,
so,
I'd put them in the fridge drawer.
Yeah, carrots should be in the cupboard or the pantry.
Pantry.
Now, I want to ask you, where do you keep your bananas?
It's a very personal question.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. I've actually had this recently where I buy some bananas, I put them in the fruit bowl, I forget they're there for like 4 days and they go too ripe and then I don't really want to eat them. I just end up making some banana bread out of them, which is fine. But to solve myself that problem, I have been putting bananas in the fridge of late to stop them ripening so quickly.
Okay, so you're putting bananas in the fridge, but generally you'd put them in the fruit bowl. But
yeah, that would be the common wisdom would be to put them in the fruit bowl.
And cucumbers, where do you leave them?
Fridge.
Fridge. Okay. 80818, start your text with Vibe. Or call us 01923 888 666. Where do you keep your bananas? And where do you keep your cucumber? And yes, I'm aware of both of the shapes.
Vibe 107.6.
We're asking you where you keep your bananas and your cucumbers. And it sounds weird.
Yeah, it does a little bit, but we'll go with it.
A chef's come out and said where you should be keeping fruit and veg. Things like carrots should be kept out of packaging in the cupboards. Strawberries, berries in the fridge. This all seems fairly straightforward, but bananas and cucumbers, I want to know where you keep them before I reveal. I put them, bananas in the bowl or on the side. I don't have a bowl.
Wherever.
Just on the side.
Just not in the fridge.
And cucumbers definitely in the veg drawer.
Yeah, exactly. So you're the same as me.
Yeah,
I mean, what are you going to put in the vegetable if it's not veg?
Although, occasionally, if you're having a sensitive tooth day, a cucumber can really get you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're biting it. Oh, ow.
I mean, cucumber's not my favourite at the best of times. It can ruin a sandwich.
Oh, no, I like a cucumber. Yeah. Tell you what, cucumber, very good on a hangover.
Interesting.
Because it rehydrates you, full of water.
Ah, yeah.
80818, start your text with Vibe. Where do you keep your cucumbers and where do you keep your bananas?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
This has got people going, I'll tell you that. Big debate. So, we've had quite a lot on our side, I have to say. Laura says, yep, bananas in bowl, cucumber in the fridge always.
Mm.
You know, why wouldn't you? Mike says the same thing as well. But Jess, this is interesting, says bananas and cucumber always in the fridge. Now, Jess strikes me as the kind of person who just chucks everything in the fridge.
She just has a massive fridge.
Yeah, she has nothing in the cupboards, put it all in there. She wouldn't have been able to function before fridges were invented.
Oh, yeah. She'd have to take everything out of tins, though. Not good in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. All right, well, do you want to know?
Yes, I do.
I'll tell you after Lauv.
Vibe 107.6.
We're asking you, where do you keep cucumbers and bananas? Where do you keep your cucumbers and your bananas? We've had loads of texts. Most people, Al, think that cucumbers should be kept in the fridge and bananas should be kept in the bowl.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would you like me to tell you exactly where they should be kept?
Now, I'm going to say we're probably wrong, aren't we?
Well, suspenseful.
Okay.
Imagine if we were right and I'd just done all of this just for fun. Mm. Yeah, but apparently bananas...
Don't keep me hanging.
Should
here.
Be kept in the fridge.
Ooh, okay, so I was right.
So, apparently, because if you keep them out, their shelf life is less. Like you were saying, if you get them at ripe, you want to put them in the fridge and they'll last longer.
Yeah, see, I'm so full of wisdom. But you do get a nice banana bread out of it if you do let them go too ripe. So
that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, in the fridge, the outside will go brown, but the inside will stay good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
And cucumbers.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
Should be kept in the cupboards.
Oh, what?
They shouldn't be kept in the fridge.
Hang on a minute.
Apparently, they react badly. So they just go, oh, God, I can't deal with it. It's too cold in here.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, apparently they react badly in extremely cold conditions. So they'd just be kept in a cool but not too cold environment.
That's insane and wrong.
I know. Who would have said that?
Mm.
Yeah. It's a whole new spin on cool as a cucumber.
Where are you getting your scientists from?
Well, apparently chefs.
Oh, chefs. Yeah, sorry.
Chefs, yeah. They'll do. So anyway, so what you need to do right now is go to the fridge, take your cucumbers out, but it's all right, because the space you've just made, you can put your bananas in.
Swap around, perfect.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Got some bad news for you, I'm afraid, Mars. We've obviously had quite the year in this country, haven't we? I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's not really been like any other year.
Just slightly.
So summer's here, you know, things are getting back to normal. But you know on days when you got lots of bees and wasps buzzing around and it's just annoying?
Yes.
Right? What would you, how would you feel if I told you we may well be seeing an invasion of murder hornets this summer?
Terrified. Mm. Seriously, mate. Okay, so I said to you, have you got some stuff this morning? You've come to me with, we might be killed by an asteroid.
All the bad news.
And now murder hornets. Okay, please elaborate.
I'm just listing the different threats that we're currently facing. So this is better known or more scientifically known as the Asian bee-eating hornet. Now, a hornet that eats bees, I mean, that's got to be a big chap, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it would be massive.
Yeah.
It sounds terrifying.
Apparently, if you do see one, and they've got a yellowish legs and a red face, which just makes it sound even scarier, like they're really angry all the time. If you do see one, the advice, obviously, is to not approach it. There's been headlines about these for some years, but this year all the newspapers are going crazy about it, saying we're going to have an invasion of murder hornets. Now, really, we really don't need that this year, do we? Of all years.
Have you ever seen a hornet?
I don't know if I have, because I don't think I can tell it apart from a wasp.
No, you can tell it apart from a wasp.
How? Elaborate.
Because they're massive.
Mm.
They're absolutely huge, and they look, they're so big, they just look like... They almost look like a massive fly. They don't really look like a bee that much. The one I've seen, I have never panicked more. than when a hornet was flying around me. I was all arms and limbs and running and screaming. And when I was a child, I remember encountering one. It was the single most terrifying experience of my life.
I think I'd be like that now. But yeah, certainly if you see a murder hornet, you're going to react like that, aren't you?
Yeah, so keep an eye out for those murder hornets, I guess. I'm hoping that they don't come to Watford or anywhere in Southwest Hearts.
5107.6.
Just checking out Watford Together on Facebook, Al. They've got a photography competition going at the moment.
Ooh. Yeah, I like a bit of photography, actually. It's one of those hobbies I've always intended to get more into and never quite... You know, I'd like to invest in a proper camera and do it all, you know.
I'd like to invest in a proper camera just to get my gram game up.
That's what it's all for now, isn't it?
So it's wanting people to submit photographs that capture your experience of this unique time. So it's like a COVID-19 photography competition, but not necessarily people with COVID-19, just stuff you've been up to.
What you've been doing.
Sat at home wearing face masks, social distancing. Looks like you could all sorts, being out in the park when it's empty.
What would your photo be if you were going to enter?
Probably in a queue.
I think mine would just be me eating lots of biscuits.
That's quite good. Of course, on Sunday, there's the social distancing Tai Chi session as well. So I'm expecting at least one Tai Chi-related photo.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Going out. They've been every Sunday. It's great, though. The Facebook page and WatfordTogether.com. I really enjoy it. Keeps me across it. And yeah, there's loads of online stuff. Yeah, and I asked Peter Taylor last week about his newfound friendship with Luther Blissett. Who saw that coming?
These are the surprises we didn't anticipate from lockdown.
These are the surprises. Check out Watford Together. It is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to play a song, Al, and the title, I don't want you to take it as a jibe against you, okay?
Okay.
This is Are We Having Fun Yet?
5, 107.6.